Hey, all. Welcome to Windchill Time. Thanks for tuning in. This is Arian Day, and we're here with another special guest this week. So two special guests within the same week. And I'm actually recording this to put on the front end of the podcast just to make sure that you guys know that there is no profanity, even though the podcast might be labeled as explicit in whatever platform you're listening to. There is no profanity in this one at all, so you can feel free to listen to it with your kids in the car and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So here's the original. I'm going to roll the original introduction right now. So today is Friday, August 9th, 6:52 p.m. Undisclosed location on the in the Midwest.
Well, that's East Coast time.
Yeah, so the reference is East Coast time, but we're in an undisclosed location in the Midwest.
Correct. Yes,
awesome.
We are.
Awesome. So we have an awesome guest here. The idea is that we just interviewed Mark Yusko, and he is a very experienced investor and very educated and makes lots of big important decisions about money and investing.
He manages
$1.6 billion out of Morgan Creek Capital Management out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And so the idea was that we're kind of in this little semi-vacation spot here, and it would be interesting to compare and contrast the other end of the spectrum, someone who is just now learning about money. And maybe she has an allowance, maybe she doesn't. So you want to say hi?
Hi.
I want to thank you and thank your parents. So we'll go meet them after this. So I really appreciate you volunteering and to be on here. And then I'll thank your parents in person when we meet them in a moment.
Yay.
Our original plan A didn't work out, but I think plan B is going to work out great here.
This is great.
JJ. Yes. All right. So, again, just going to the other end of the spectrum of someone who's, you know, starting out being educated and starting out learning about money and the world and investing and everything like that. So we're just going to go through some general questions. The same questions, I think, that if we answered an adult, maybe they might feel subconscious or defensive about answering the questions.
Yeah, or feel like they should know, but not know, and then make up questions or answers. And so I think younger people have a little bit more of the
candor,
innocence.
Exactly. So the idea is that for all these questions, just give us the best answer that comes to mind. There's no right or wrong answers. You'll learn that later on in school. They'll say sometimes in multiple choice questions, pick the best answer. It won't necessarily be the right answer or the most right, and you can just say what you want to say.
And then we're gonna roll down.
Oh, shoot. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have to roll down. So we already gave... Oh, and I don't have my phone with me to quote the price of Bitcoin. Do you want to look it up really quick, Ari?
Ooh, I get to look it up. Should I pull up my
Let's do that after Dom. Let's do that after Dom. So thank you again to Dom at CoinMe for reading the disclosures disclaimers. It's Friday, the end of the week, August 9th, and so we'll go ahead and roll Dom.
Hi, y'all. This is Dom from CoinMe, or you might know me from The Blockchain Minute, your daily show for the most important story on the blockchain. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that the hosts, Arian Day, and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn, or zombie, or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of this known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion that may be found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
All right, welcome back. Thank you, Dom, from Coin Me. We miss you tons.
Reading the disclosures, disclaimers. Yeah, appreciate it.
Now we're going to do the Satoshi math, but I have the Blockfolio app this time. I don't know how to do Satoshi part, but I know how to do the Bitcoin part. All right, so today, what's the date? August?
August 9th, about almost 7 p.m.
Bitcoin is at $11,859.66.
Okay, so you take that number, you put three zeros in front of it, and then you put a decimal in there.
Uh-huh.
And then you take that number and divide it into the number one, the whole number one, and then you'll get eight decimal places on how many Satoshis you get for that.
Oh,
and you have to talk into the microphone.
1 divided by
0.00011 8 whatever.
6 9 was that it?
Sure.
So then it's 8,425 sats
per dollar. Per dollar. US dollar. Exactly.
Otherwise,
if it was $10,000 of Bitcoin, you'd get 10,000 Satoshis per dollar.
But now that it's up, you get less Satoshis per dollar. So
exactly.
That's it. All right, cool.
Awesome. Let's get into this. So JJ, thanks again for doing this with us. As a quick introduction, I'll just ask you some really general questions. And then don't forget to get in close in the microphone. So you know our friend Zero over here. And she's sitting over here for moral support. So then, JJ, what grade are you going into this fall?
I'm going into sixth.
Sixth grade. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And so are you guys going to be in the same grade or class?
No.
She was nodding her head yes, but you're saying
she'll
no.
She'll be in fifth grade and I'll be in sixth grade.
Oh, you'll be in sixth grade. Okay.
Sixth
yeah.
grade means you are 11?
Yeah.
11 years old.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Awesome. So a decade into your life and we're going to ask you all these kind of weird questions and maybe one of these days you'll look back and say, oh, wow. All right. So 11 years old, going into sixth grade. Do you have an allowance?
No.
You don't have an allowance. Have you asked for an allowance?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
Okay. So you have an older sister. Does she get an allowance?
Almost. She's almost able to have an allowance.
Almost able to have an allowance. Oh, interesting.
So then how do you get your money? Do you get it just at birthdays or how do you get money?
Well, some occasions I like get money and uh-huh. If I'm going out with friends, my mom will give me some money.
Oh, so it's like the money tree. The parents are the money tree.
Yeah.
So have either of your parents ever made a joke that money doesn't grow on trees?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. So they do make that joke in front of you. Oh, interesting. Huh. Okay, so then does that kind of give you the idea that money is not kind of an infinite resource?
Yes.
Okay, so you realize that it's scarce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, huh.
So where does money come from your understanding?
Like when people work, they earn the money.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you work and you make money.
Yeah, so you trade time. This mm-hmm. is very, very common. So you trade your time. And then you get compensated with money. Right.
And then you use the money to buy home, clothing, food, stuff like that.
Candy. Mm-hmm. So what are your favorite things to spend your money on?
Well, I have an older sister and a younger sister.
Oh.
And like I'm the middle girl, so I switch rooms a lot. So now I'm with my older sister and I usually like to like get stuff to make our room look better because I'm always switching with people.
Oh, interesting. So decor, personalization of your room.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah. What about toys and candy, like the typical stuff maybe a sixth grader might like?
I don't really get like as many toys now.
Oh, sixth grade is older.
Is it?
Out of toys.
I have
they?
No idea. So we went to Five Below earlier today. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we like it a lot too. We spent $85 there today.
What do you like about it?
I like how it has like a bunch of stuff and like it's just $5 or less.
Oh.
Variety's
so what's your favorite
awesome.
Stuff to get there?
I don't know, like, just stuff, like, that I may need or, like, that I just want.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of stuff that you would want if you went there today?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably want some school stuff.
School stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be back to school next month.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep. All right, cool. So then, let's see here. Just to give a little bit of socioeconomic background, I'm just going to like make assumptions just because it makes it easier. You live in the same neighborhood as Zero over here. And so we're going to say that you're kind of like middle, upper middle class, Midwestern, typical family. Mm-hmm. And you said it's you and your two sisters and both your parents?
And a brother. Oh, I have a little brother.
Oh, you have a brother too. Four. Wow. Yes. Four of you guys.
Wow.
Well, my my one friend who owns the home we're in right here says that made a joke that
she always wanted four.
No, she said that because I sent her an article about how like the number of kids that families are having are smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But she said around the Midwest here, that's really not a problem.
Well, then, okay, now I want to ask about gaming. So do you play video games and digital games?
We have a Nintendo.
Oh, you have a Nintendo.
Like, yeah.
Is Nintendo still around?
Very much around, yes.
Oh, really? Yes. I thought it was not around.
And
they had
North American headquarters is in Redmond, too.
So what sort of games do you like to play on Nintendo?
Like the Mario Kart, Just Dance, and like a lot of the things that just come with the Nintendo that you can like add on with it.
Oh, and then do you have access to a mobile phone, like a iPhone or an Android?
Yeah, I have a phone.
Okay.
Oh, so the phone, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Is the phone have internet access?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're allowed to have internet access?
Wait, Zero, that's how Zero contacted JJ, right?
So, well, you can still have a phone, but not necessarily have internet access. It might be shut off, like a data plan.
Oh.
You can still like do SMS and all that kind of stuff.
So how do you guys talk to each other?
We text each other.
They text? Oh, yeah. you don't have like some sort of a kid app?
Snapchat or...
I have like Snapchat.
Okay, you have Snapchat.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Do you have Facebook?
No.
Twitter?
No.
Do you have TikTok?
Yeah.
What else? What are the cool apps? iHeartRadio? I don't know.
What was that?
She loves TikTok.
Oh, she loves TikTok. Okay. All right. That's really interesting. So you and I, Ari, maybe have to get on the TikTok wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So on that thread.
So then you have these applications. Do you like... collect points or hearts or stars? Like on TikTok you can get like
likes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
What are your favorite types of likes and stuff that you like to get?
Well, it's just like most of my friends are following me, so that those are the people that like my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what if you for every like you got to get like 10 cents? How would you like that?
That'd be nice.
have you heard of a game called Fortnite?
Yes.
Do you play or do any of your siblings play?
No.
No? Okay, but you have heard of it.
Yeah.
Did you know that someone just won a massive Fortnite tournament and they won, it was like a young teenager, like maybe 14, 15, 16? Okay, you knew about it, Zero.
Zero knows about it.
They won $3 million.
Really?
From playing video games.
In a Fortnite video game, yeah. Isn't that incredible?
You can tell your parents that, hey, my job could be playing video games and I could make millions of dollars.
Yeah, exactly. okay, so there's this idea that you can be in apps or play games and you can accumulate points. And these points are scarce, right? Just like money. And then so have you heard of this new type of money that's going around these days called Bitcoin?
No.
You haven't heard of Bitcoin?
No.
Okay. If I told you that maybe it was the newest money that the world has ever known, would that mean anything to you?
I don't know.
So it's been around as long as she's been alive.
Almost 10 years.
Yeah, 11 years. Well, the white paper was 2008.
True.
Yeah, but then, you know, it started trading 2009. So we're, you know, solidly into 10 years and ever since she's been alive. You've never known a world without having some type of a phone, I think. Like either seeing your parents with a phone or something like that. Okay. All right. So I guess the point I'm getting to is that, you know, at her age, when she gets older, basically she'll never be in a world that didn't have Bitcoin. Kind of like you and I take it for granted that, and you, you know, take it for granted, kind of like this stuff called money. So you get paper money, you get coins, and then
credit cards.
Trade that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, credit card. You've seen your parents use credit cards?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all kind of the same money that's used to get stuff in the world. And so what about saving? That's another big aspect of Bitcoin these days. So technically it's called a store of value. Mm-hmm. But do your parents encourage you to save it all?
Yeah.
And how do you save?
Like I have like a jar that I keep some of my money in. And like if my parents, like if I'm going somewhere with my friends and I feel like I can, like I will use my own money, then I just take something from that jar of money and use it.
Oh, no kidding. Very, very cool. If I told you that, or if your parents told you that, hey, so the money that you have in your savings and in your piggy bank, you have to keep working to put more and more savings in there so that later on you can get the same amount of decorations for your room, what does that sound like to you? Does that make any sense?
So that means you have a dollar, and normally a dollar would buy a notebook. But in 2 years from now, you actually have to put in $2 to buy one notebook. And then when you're 15 years old, you have to put $5 down to buy one notebook. So your value of your money is going down every year you get older. What if you knew that about money, which is kind of true? The value of your money is going down every year.
I would start like saving a little bit more than I do. Yeah.
What a wise answer.
That is the state of money today. Your dollar is less and less valuable. So today, like you can buy a house for, say, $100,000. In 5 years, you can buy half a house for $100,000. And then in 10 years, you can basically buy a garage. And that's what's happened to a lot of people around the world and in the country today. What you could buy 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you definitely cannot buy today.
I was going to say, like, with that same dollar, she could only get, like, you know, a half of a notebook, right? Mm-hmm. And then another few years later, that same dollar would get half of that half of notebook, you know? So it's, like, less and less. What about gold? Do your parents use gold? Like, do they have gold jewelry?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do they like it?
My mom does.
Oh, your mom does. Nice.
Do they save it? And say, like, this
collect
is
it?
Valuable, and I'm going to give it to you someday.
Mm.
Womp, womp.
So that's one of the interesting things about Bitcoin is that it's being described by very, 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 very high status, you know, government officials as kind of like a digital gold. And so that may be something you hear down the line that, you know, there is this shiny metal that you can keep and then it will retain its value. But then there's also this digital form called Bitcoin that can also retain and appreciate, go up in value as well down the road. So that might be something you wind up saving at some point in time. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Shoulder shrug. Okay, let's fast forward 10 years from now. What do you think you want to be in 10 years? So you're now 21 years old, a real adult. You'll have graduated if you went to college. What do you think you'll be doing?
Well, probably I want to be a doctor.
Ooh, so you'll still be in school. And then let's say in 10 years, you won the lottery, and so you won like $100 million. What do you think you'll be doing with $100 million?
I don't know.
First of all, you'll have to give half of it to the government. You have to pay taxes. Yo, do you ever hear your parents talk about taxes and how much they have to pay?
Sometimes.
There's an old saying, now that I tell it to you, you might hear it more often, but apparently in life, the only two things that are certain are death and taxes. And so that's why I say you'll have to give up $50 million to taxes, basically pay the government so they can run all the stuff in the world. Let's see here. What else is there? Was it more down that rabbit hole you were thinking of, Ari?
I just want to see, like, so she wants to grow up and be a doctor. I'm not sure what she would do with the $100 million.
Besides give half to the government.
Medical school loans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that covers it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna do what I can to get you a copy of this book. So just so happens, serendipitously, that I ordered a book by the Bitcoin Rabbi mm-hmm. online. So I've been seeing a lot of his tweets, mm-hmm. and so I'm gonna get you a copy of this book here. Right, it's called okay. Bitcoin Money, and it's basically a cartoon children's book about what Bitcoin is. And so I just had my other friend here that's related to Zero read it, and she thought it was interesting. And so I'm going to get some extra copies, and I should just get one for each of your siblings so that all of you guys can have a copy of it. But I still haven't even had a chance to read it yet, but I think it's really good, and he's getting a lot of praise for the work that he's done.
Bitcoin yeah. Money by the Bitcoin Rabbi.
Exactly. A Tale of Bitville Discovering Good Money. And so they were even saying he was even taking donations so that there would be a lot of these delivered to congressmen and politicians and all that kind of stuff. We definitely need
that. Maybe we'll borrow that for Washington State.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's mm-hmm. a good idea. Okay, well, JJ, thank you for your time. Any parting ideas or thoughts, or what are you doing fun this summer?
I might be going with my uncle and aunt and their family to one of the lakes here with my older sister.
Oh, awesome.
Ooh, to the lake.
So just to sign off, again, this is Day and Ari with Windchill Time. I was a former sales engineer working on wide area networks for enterprises for a very long time. And then Ari.
Hi, I'm Ari, artist, musician, turned into management consultant, now the chair of the Cascadia Blockchain Council. And so part of my living and breathing is helping educate and re-educate, bringing awareness about blockchain and Bitcoin to the masses, particularly our policymakers and our investors.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Okay, so we'll run the typical disclosures, disclaimers here at the end. Thanks for listening, y'all, and happy Friday. If you haven't listened to the Mark Yusko interview, again, as kind of a compare-contrast to the show today with JJ, highly recommend listening to that one because the guy just has seemingly hundreds of years of experience that he can bestow on people.
Yeah, and it's not just investment experience. It's the whole person that is Mark Yusko, you know, the things that he thinks about family, life in general. So get to know Mark Yusko.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Together we rise.
All right.
Bye.
Be nice to each other out there, y'all. Bye-bye.
Hi, y'all. This is Alex from Charlotte. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or as hosts is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice, or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either A, the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America, or B, independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the hosts, Arian Day, and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
Hold on. So you're asking me to borrow my Wawa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I said, if you want to borrow my Wawa, you need to give me $1,000.
I already gave it to you.
You already gave me $1,000?
Yeah.
Where is it?
And here.
There's nothing in your hand. I don't see anything in your hand.
I think I have the 1,000.
You have the 1,000?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow.
Do you have the $1,000 right now?
Yeah, right now.
You have the $1,000 right now?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
I'm ready to see it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's here.
I'm not interested in seeing your butt.
I think I have the 1,000. I have the 1,000 to give you.
Okay. All right, let's talk about it later on, okay?
No, later on, now.
I'm gonna go charge your Wawa so you can watch it later on.